Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Gimel, and we're holding up at the words Kodshei Kodashim, one-fourth of the way down on Amud Aleph. And we were in the middle of discussing the interesting sheet of Rabbi Shimon. And so far, what Rabbi Shimon we understand to have said is that in a case, and this is certainly the simple meaning of what he says, in a case where you change the meaning of a mincha for a different mincha, which sounds like a shelo lishma, the shelo lishma is meaningless because it's evident from what you're doing that what you're saying is just nonsense. And therefore, it would be kosher even shelo lishma because we could see the difference in our hands. Masha'in kein, when it comes to zvachim, zvachim are basically generic. They all have the same shvita and the same dam to be zorek, to be mekabel, and so on. There's been no way to tell the difference. Obviously, as Rabbi Yaakov pointed out yesterday, when it comes to the shechita, we ought to be able to tell the difference between a male and a female, and so, but that we'll discuss later. But let's talk about right now the stira that we were in the middle of investigating in Rabbi Shimon, which of course also led to the question whether the Mishnah is going on libe to Rabbi Shimon, because the Rabbi Shimon apparently says all menachot. Wouldn't matter what mincha you brought for another mincha, it's clear that every mincha is discernible. And yet the Mishnah clearly states that a shelo lishma and lishma involves a marcheshet and a machavat, and therefore doesn't seem to be any way out of concluding that it's not going on libe to Rabbi Shimon, except one approach. And that approach comes from the contradiction in the Braita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is clearly found in a Braita to believe that there is such a thing as a Shinui Kodesh by Menachot, which contradicts the first Braita, where he says that there's no such thing. Ravashi's approach, that there's a difference between Shinui in the Mincha as opposed to Shinui in what type of Kli it is, which is not a din in the Mincha, discussing the Kli is just nonsense. It doesn't really mean anything. It has no halachic implications. Masha'en came discussing the nature of the mincha. Yes, that is indeed an important issue. A mincha can tolerate a shelo lishma. How that fits into the word, cannot tolerate a shelo lishma. How that fits into the words of Rabbi Shimon that we've yet to discover. We have so far not really discussed all of the options of getting to understanding what the Rabbi Shimon issue is. But some of the questions that we asked, which are going to be further explored today, is wouldn't we say that it's also obvious if somebody would shecht a chatas of, which requires the mitzui, and it requires a shechting lamata, and he does instead a zoya, and he does it lamala, as an olata of, and we concluded that, well, actually, yes, Rabbi Shimon in that case would have also agreed that his machshava is patently wrong, and he therefore can't be taken seriously, and there's no meaning to his shelo lishma. Of course, all of this was based on the idea that Rabbi Shimon is dorish time at a krah, and therefore he has a right to insert his sense of which type of shelo lishma the Torah would be marked on. It would only be a shelo lishma that would make some impact on people, whereas people ignore it because he's just obviously some kind of nut, then there would be no din of shelo lishma. Today we're going to explore very, very different approaches from Rabbi Shimon and perhaps learn his words to mean something very different than what they seem to mean. So let's continue on first attacking the issue about the korbanot of zvachim themselves to see whether we could shake this assumption that any time something is clear-cut, that then Rabbi Shimon would have held that it shouldn't register on the shelo lishma scale because it's too obviously ridiculous to register. So asks the Gemara today, well, going back to zvachim, kochei kochim, that you were shechting bitzafon, l'shem kochim kalim, should actually be meratza libet Rabbi Shimon, because everybody could see that you're shechting them bitzafon. And therefore, they are the equivalent of an olata of that's being shechted lamala on the mizbeah. So, ma'aseh mochikin alem da kochei kochim ninu, because after all, if they were kochim kalim, they would have been done in the darom and not in the tzafon. Says the Gemara, well, there's no such halacha. What do you mean they would be done in the Dorom and not in the Tzafon? That is, once again, an appeal to common usage. You're telling people would usually do it in the Dorom. There's nothing that demands that it be done in the Dorom, and therefore, who cares? Emo di omer achmana af bidarom. The Torah said you could do kot-shaped kalim also in the south. You don't need to do it in the north. Did it say anywhere that it has to be done in the Dorom? Velo bitzafon. So you're saying, well, yeah, but I mean, why go to the north where it's crowded? We already discussed that issue, why. I mean, what? Who cares why? The aliens were chasing him again. The point is there's nothing that is clear-cut in what he did that points to his being ridiculous when he's claiming it's something else. That's not a good question. I mean, obviously, it's a Pharisee of Mishnah. We know that. It's not Shechitat HaMechol Makom Ba'Azara. When it comes to Kachim Kalim, anywhere in the Azara, it's a perfectly kosher Shechitat. Okay, but what about the other way around? What about if you're shechting Kachim Kalim in the Dorom and you're claiming that they're Kachim Kachim? Now that is clearly contradicted by the facts. And therefore it should be Leiratzu, because after all, is it not Ma'asehem Mochichin Aleihem? The Kachim Kalim, you know, it's quite clear that he's not telling the truth. Because if they were Kachim Kachim, then B'Tzofon Avi Avid Lohu. Wouldn't he be doing it in the Tzofen? Well, I mean, maybe he's a no-goodnik, or maybe he's an idiot. I mean, maybe they really are Kachim Kachim, and he's doing it wrong. Umi Avar with Yavar, V'Shachat Lohu B'Daron. Now, wait a minute. If we're ready to say that he's an idiot and doing it wrong, so then the whole thing doesn't make any sense. We could say, all the issues we spoke about before, which we took for granted. If I'm bringing a machavat, okay, l'shem mar cheshet, now how do I know? You're saying, what do you mean? Obviously, that's not true because it's a machavat. Well, why don't we say the same thing? Why don't we say the truth is that he really is bringing a minchat mar cheshet? He is actually, hay b'mar cheshet nadar. The only reason he's bringing it in the Machavat is because it was really a Marcheshet that he's doing wrong. You could say that also. So the whole thing, in other words, when he's saying, I am doing this L'Shem Marcheshet, and we burst out laughing. We obviously see a Machavat. Yeah, but that's because he did the whole thing wrong in the first place. I mean, why does that mean that he's speaking nonsense? He's being over, brought it wrongly. You're saying it's clear that it's not a marchesha. No, it's not clear that it's not a marchesha. Maybe it is a marchesha. Umi avar hu diavar, ve'ati b'machavat. He did it wrong and he brought it a machavat. No, says the Gemara, that wouldn't make any difference. Because even if that's what he thinks he's doing, it's meaningless. Because hatam kinami b'marcheshet nadar, the curious halacha is, that if a person is noder a minchat marcheshet, and then he brings it as a machavat, it actually is a machavat. It's not a marcheshet that's being done wrongly. It's a machavat. So now he's saying, and here I am bringing my marcheshet. So therefore, we could still laugh at him and say, what do you mean you're bringing a marcheshet? You're blind or something? Obviously, it is a machavat. They're two different kelim, and the product looks different.
The product looks different?
Of course.
The kli looks different?
No, it doesn't matter. Of course, the kli looks different, but how are you going to see the kli? The kli isn't here. You're all seeing the finished product. Is the finished product a pancake, or is the finished product a loose teglach? We're saying that Rabbi Shimon's logic is that if the facts contradict the machshava and the statement is meaningless. But now you said that it isn't a contradiction of the facts just because a guy is claiming that something is kachay kadashim, despite the fact that he's bedarim, he might really be doing something wrong. And when people hear this is kachay kadashim, they'll say, gosh, it is. Why not? Oh, just because he's here, he's an idiot. So the same thing is true over here. This really is a marcheshet. What do you mean? But it's a machavat. Oh, he's an idiot. He made his marcheshet as a machavat. But his machshava is a meaningless, is a meaningful machshava, and therefore it's a shalolishma. But we're not going to laugh off his statement. It may be a marcheshet masquerading as a machavat, correct? That's the same thing as saying this may be kachim kalim, that are kachim that are masquerading as kachim kalim. So why not say exactly the same thing? To which the Gemara answers, because no masquerade is possible when it comes to the mincha. And that's because if you actually brought a marcheshet as a machavat, it is no longer a marcheshet. It is a machavat. And it's not. Because after all, we do learn that the halacha of a case where a person would bring a carbon in that way is that if somebody says, Arei alai b'machavat, and indeed it brings b'marcheshet, or b'marcheshet, ve'evi b'machavat, ma'shevi hevi. Whatever it was that he brought, and it is that carbon. Of course, I mean, he wasn't Yotzi's matter. That's a different issue. I said I was going to bring a machavat. Instead, I brought a marcheshet. Fine. But what does that have to do with the korban? The korban is what it is. And therefore, in terms of the dinim of Shelo Lishma, the dinim of Shelo Lishma would apply, except that according to Rabbi Shimon, we're saying they couldn't occur because I mean, after all, what you're doing is contradicted by the facts. Well, now, wait a minute. Even that doesn't help you. Because suppose the man said, I am going to bring this mincha in a machavat. This mincha. Zo laviva machavat. And then he brings it in a marcheshet. Now, over there you can't say, okay, so he brought something. He didn't bring something. He brought this wrongly. Now, that's a whole different can of worms. Because, Kiditanan, if he said, Zola viva machabat, viva marcheshet, or vice versa, b'marcheshet viva machabat, then it's possible. Because then he did it all wrong. You see, if you just made a debtor, you said, I am going to bring a machabat. And you bring a marcheshet. Fine, so you brought a marcheshet. Thank you. Where's the machabat? Oh, bring another one. But if you said, I'm going to bring this thing, and you bring it differently, you can't make another one. You can't undo the machavat and turn it into a marcheshet. Therefore, it'd be possible. So why, in such a case, would we not have exactly the same issue, where the guy says, Zola viva machavat, ve viva marcheshet, where it actually could possible aliba? I mean, apparently, it should possible even according to Rabbi Shimon. Oh, not true. L'Rabbanan, you'd be 100% right. And it's all very simple. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the very idea. L'Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon happens to hold that af yedei nidro yatsa, over there, he says, somebody says, Arei alai b'machavat, and he brings it b'marcheshet. Rabbi Shimon says, believe it or not, you're yaitse. You're actually yaitse. Why? Because apparently he holds, alma kviyuta d'mana v'lav klumi. It really doesn't matter. The point is, you brought a mincha. The fact that you said this kli or that kli is irrelevant. Because, I mean, it's just a question of how you're preparing it. So it's an incidental issue. And if that's the case, lo shlama arz, lo shla amar zo, lo shla amar alai. Since Rabbi Shimon holds it doesn't matter what the mana is, it doesn't matter what the mana is in any case. If you say zo, if you say alai, it is what it is. And therefore, when you go ahead and you claim that you're changing it, it is what it is. I look at it, and I cannot take seriously what you're saying, because I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. There is no case where it's not what it appears to be. Whether you said zo, or whether you said a lie, it's always what it appears to be. And therefore, we cannot take seriously any possible scenario where we could say to ourselves, gosh, you know what? Maybe the guy is serious. Maybe he really meant to bring a marcheshet, and he just did it wrongly, and therefore he really means what he's saying. It's ridiculous. Who cares if he would? Maybe he said, but I'm going to bring this thing in a marcheshet. No, it's still ridiculous, because even if he did, it's a machabat. And therefore, come hell or high water, there is no way for there to be a case of a mincha, libet Rabbi Shimon, that isn't clearly saying that what you're saying is absurd. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon is clear. Now, the question, one moment, the question is, what about the previous sugya? The previous sugya gave an answer when it came to the oath that actually Rabbi Shimon would have to agree there that the case was that it would be kosher, because clearly if it were a chatat, then it would be on the bottom and it would be done b'mitzvah. It can't be a lamala and being done with hazoya. So there, ein achinami, it would be kosher. But now that we're ready to say that according to Rabbi Shimon, people will still take seriously what he's saying, they're just saying, gosh, he is really an idiot. So why can't we say that now about the oath? Why should we conclude that it would be kosher? We should say that, according to Rabbi Shimon, when somebody would come along and say, oh, so Tosfos says, ein achinami, at this point, we have changed our mind. And it's not true, according to this Teretz now, that Rabbi Shimon would have agreed by the oath, because we don't have a similar case to the case of Mincha, where the Mincha actually turns into what you brought it, and therefore is always going to be contradicted by the facts of what you're holding in your hand.
by the oath, there's no way to 100% contradict what you're holding in the hand because you may be a total idiot. And a total idiot may be doing it all wrong, and it's a shalo lishma. Because people will not laugh off what he's saying. They're saying, gosh, he's really doing what he's doing, but he's doing it totally wrong. Since he's not doing what he's doing, it turns out to be shalo lishma, therefore. So I confuse the issues. It's not what the people are thinking that makes it shalo lishma. It's the fact that the people could accept what he's saying and think that he's an idiot, that we're saying not only would he be an idiot, he's a double idiot. But according to Rashi, it's not true in this case. And Rabbi Shimon would still have to agree with the oath. Why? It's because we're not ready to conclude that he's a total idiot. In other words, if you'll tell me that there's one thing he did differently, he brought the machav, instead of a machavad, he brought a machesh. Okay. But to go so far as to say he does everything wrong, he's taking a chatas, he's bringing lamala mechuta sikra, a chatas of, and he's doing it by, instead of ba'azoya, mitzvah, he's doing ba'azoya, too much. Can't be he's that stupid. Therefore, it still would be contradicted by the facts, and if it's contradicted by the facts, the Rabbi Shimon would be made. And therefore, over there, it would not be considered to be a shalo lishma, according to Rashi. As I said, Tosfos doesn't accept that arbitrary idea that a guy can't be a total idiot. We have another case. Take out the words ela mi'ata, which does not make any sense here. How about a case of an ola that you shech as a chatas? Now, an ola is a male, and a chatas is a female, and clearly I can look and see the difference, therefore people will say, his machshava is nonsense. Ola sheshechat v'shev chatat. So now, I shech the ola as a chatas, why would it not be meratzeh? Since according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a glaring contradiction of the facts to claim that this is a chatas because it's a male. Not true. There is a chatas that is a male. There's a seir nasi. So, I mean, it's not completely contradicted by the facts, which is zohar. So therefore, we cannot say it is, I mean, you'll say, but it's contradicted by common usage. But we've already said that common usage is not the type of contradiction we're talking about. We're talking about a contradiction by absolute facts. All right, so how about if he said, I'm bringing this oila l'shem chatat yachid, not nasi, okay? Then what are you going to say? And how about the other way around? Anyway, any chatas, take a chatas, and you say, I'm shechting this chatat l'shem ola, which, oh, forget it, that's possible completely. It should be kosher, because a chatat is a female. There's no such thing as a female ola, that's for sure. And the ola is a nekeva. Well, yes, but it's bechasya be'alya. Since it has a fat tail, of course it only really has a fat tail as a ewe, but we won't talk about that. So since it has a fat tail, the fat tail covers its genitals, and nobody, therefore, is paying attention as to whether it's male or female. Well, I mean, that's all very nice if you bring a sheep. How about if you bring a goat? A goat doesn't have a fat tail. So why over there is it not obvious that it's a nekeva? So you aite si'ira ma'ikala meimar. The bottom line is, people really are not paying all that much attention about whether the animal in front of them is male or female. And because of that, it's not considered to be contradicted by the facts. You say, hey, contradicted by the facts, it means that it's glaring. Not that if somebody wants to think about it for a minute, he could discover that it's not true. It's that the moment that you say it, you look at him like he's off his rocker. That's what we mean by contradicted by the facts. Okay, how about a Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach that you shech as an osham. Now, why in the world is that a problem? The Mishnah says Pesach shalo lishma zvachim. The opening Mishnah is not kosher, but there's no way to confuse the two because a Pesach is ben shana and an osham has to be 2 years old. Not true. There's an osham nazir. There's an osham mitzera, which is actually the same age as the Pesach. So therefore, lo psikalei. We don't know. You said Oshem, okay, fine. There are Oshems that could be the same age as the Korban Pesach. Okay, fine. So he says, I'm bringing it as an Oshem Gizelos. Okay, stop, make me crazy. I'm bringing you a case. So the guy says, I'm bringing it as an Oshem Gizelos. I'm bringing it as an Oshem Mi'ilot. Now that needs to be 2 years old. And a Pesach cannot be 2 years old. So what are you going to say about that case? Not to mention the other way around. You take an Asham Gizelot and Asham Milot, and you say, I do hereby shech this as a Korban Pesach, which is a big issue back in Zvachim, maybe even Pesach. Say, according to the Man Yomar, it says, a Pesach shechto l'shem something else would also not be, and something else shechta l'shei Pesach is also not kosher. So according to this, it should be kosher. A Pesach has ben shana. These are shtei shanim. The facts clearly contradict what you're claiming. That's not really true. I mean, you do find precocious one-year-olds, and you do find retarded two-year-olds. I mean, remember that in terms of the one-year-old and two-year-old, it's just a question of what side of the birthday you are, you know. So, I mean, there's certainly Ika. I mean, the point of it is Ben Shana, Ben Shana, Leben Ben Shtei Shanim. Lava da Tayo de Inche. People don't note that either, because Ika Ben Shana de Michzik Ben Shtei. Look, there is such a thing as a ben shana that looks like a two-year-old, and there's a ben shtei, and there's a ben shana. So that's not a question. Okay, I've got another question for you. How about a sawyer? You take a sawyer and you shecht it as an osham, okay? Now, there's no possible way that somebody could think that a male goat could possibly be an osham, because haitzemer, the osham, has to be covered with wool, because it's a keves. And the goat is covered with hair. Now, any idiot could see the difference between hair and wool. I mean, that's certainly as big a difference as a machavat and a marcheshet. So why is that a problem? According to Rabbi Shimon, he should have pointed out that there are even zvachim that are kosher shelo l'shma, because they're so obviously not what it is that you claim they are. Well, not necessarily, because perhaps people will say that Amre Dichra Uchmohu. Now Rashi learns what this means is that perhaps it was shorn of its wool. People will say, look, the reason that it's this color, why does it say black? Because usually, Rashi says, usually it's black. The sa'ir is dark colored, and the wool is usually light colored, white as wool, you know. So they'll say, okay, but this happens to be a dark skinned sheep that was shorn of its wool and therefore looks dark, and the little hairs that are sprouting now is the sa'ir. So they'll pay close attention. Okay, how about... Well, yeah, I guess so. Egel and par that you say you're bringing as a Pesach, or that you're bringing as an Osham. So let's say you have the par koin Mashiach that you bring now as a Pesach or an Osham, which can only come from tzon. They can't be an egel or a par, which is bovine, and therefore there should be no problem. Now what are you going to do? Because egel v'par v'pesach v'osham leka, there's no such case where they could ever be mistaken. That certainly nobody's going to mistake a sheep for a cow, even a city boy in Achinami. You know what? You're right. You're right. Maybe there's lots of cases that you come up with. When we say zvachim enokein, Rabbi Shimon says, that's mean it can never happen. He's just saying most of the time it's not immediately apparent. Whereas by Menachot, it's always apparent. Maybe that's all that he means. So according to the pshat that we now have of Rabbah, let's just sum up. There may be other things where also it's nikeret, that is, Machshava is a joke. Perhaps in Ofot, according to Rashi, in Zvachim, definitely. But in Menachot, it's always, by definition, contradicted by the facts. And a Machshava contradicted by the facts is not meaningful. If you could think up a case where people might take seriously his Machshava, and therefore, even though when they're taking it seriously, it's based on a misapprehension of everything that's going on, because he's doing it wrong, and so on and so forth. The point is that then we would take a machshava like that seriously. Then, enochinami, according to Rabbi Shimon, that falls into then the category of a machshava that's not contradicted by the facts, and no matter how much stupidity we would have to credit this going with, we would still, according to Tosu, that part is a machlokes Rashi with Tosu, how far to go. Now we have a totally different approach coming up in both Rava and Rav Ashi. This approach has been based on one central assumption, that Rabbi Shimon means exactly what he says, namely, that since Machshavto is Nikeret, that is a reason for us not to take it seriously. Surprisingly, both Rava and Rav Ashi take the opposite approach. And they say that since a Machshava is blatantly wrong, that's a reason to take it more seriously. because it stands in yet greater contradiction to the fact. And since we're going according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and remember, he is Dorish Taima Dekra, there's two ways of looking at it. On the one hand, he could say, the only reason that we're concerned with this Machshava is because it could be taken seriously, and therefore where it wouldn't be taken seriously, we could safely ignore it. But we might think that Rabbi Shimon's Svara actually is, the Torah wants to assure that people treat Karbonos with the requisite clarity of intent and lishma. Therefore, the more blatant the shelo lishma, the more obvious it is that this person is ignoring the dinim of the Zvachim, and therefore the more the Torah will be makbid, because allowing this type of thing to go by will, in general, but nobody takes it seriously, so how could they think he's running against it? No, because they'll learn to ignore the clear-cut definition of the korban. Okay, that's how Rashi understands it. In any event, since that's a possibility, we now have to rethink everything that we've ever said about Rabbi Shimon. We're taking now the opposite approach. Therefore, Rava Amar, lo kasha. Actually, the difference in the cases is that where was Rabbi Shimon talking about that there is a blatant contradiction, and nonetheless, it's kosher. And I add that in, because according to Rava, that's the point. And nonetheless, it's kosher. That's where your komitz mincha for a mincha. But if you do something even more insane, and you claim that a mincha is a zevach, and everybody's looking at you and scratching their head, and saying, man, this guy ought to be locked up. In which case, it for sure should be a machshava that passes, because it's more blatantly insane. Hello, kasha. Kan become its mincha l'shum mincha, and kan become its mincha l'shum zevach. Now, the reason mincha l'shum mincha is kosher is because it's something you haven't even discussed. Of course, it's the exact opposite of what Rishon says, but we'll deal with that in a minute. The reason that it's kosher is because the Torah says, Zot Torat HaMincha, which teaches Torah Achat, Lekol HaMinachot. Masha'inkein mincha for a zevach will not be kosher, because zot Torah mincha v'zevach lo k'tiv. The Torah did not include menachot and zvachim under one category. Rava, doesn't Rabbi Shimon say the opposite? Didn't Rabbi Shimon say matana mibnei shemaaseh mochichin aleh? And you're saying that everything's backwards. He says because it's clear that it's not that way. Oh, no. What he was saying is this, says Rava. Even though machshava de lo min kerahi v'tipasel, v'zot torat amincha, torah achat lekol haminachot. This lo min kerah is not lo min kerah the way we've been using until now, which we're saying lo minkra, that it's a lie. It means the lo minkra, it means in the opposite sense. Even though there's no way that this statement should be acceptable and included in what you're doing, the opposite of minkra that we used until now. Nonetheless, the Torah says, despite the fact that it's outrageous and therefore should be puzzled, but zotarat mincha. Therefore, it really doesn't matter. Now, this is like Rabbi Yaakov was saying. All menachot are the same. That's the point. And therefore, there's no such thing as saying shalashma. You're saying it's an outrageous thing. The Torah doesn't include the differences in the menachot to be significant. Okay. So then, wait a second, but the whole thing doesn't add up. And then you said, but by zvachim, it's not like that. By zvachim, everything is not contradicted by the fact. No. Again, we need to adjust what we were saying about Zvachim. Avo bezvachim eno kein. By Zvachim, it means the opposite. Even though you would think, well, it's not so blatantly counterindicated by the fact, and therefore being as it's not as blatant, it should be kosher, exact opposite. Nonetheless, it's not kosher. So what it's saying is, afagav d'shchita achat b'kulam. Over there, even though it's not as blatant, it would still be bad enough to make it not kosher. So even though shchita achat b'kulam, v'zot torat ha-mincha v'zevach lo k'tiv. All right? Very different approach. Now, with this approach, we really run into trouble. By the way, you've noticed that we've managed exactly what we did in Tzvachim, to set up a page so that the questions bring out every single din that was nogea de mincha. So now we're managing to bring up to you, by the way, now you know what a Pesach has to be brought from, what a Chatas has to be brought from, what an Ol has to be brought from, what a Lashem has to be brought from, the various avodas that need to be done, whether the Ol HaZov needs to be on the bottom, it needs to be on the top, whether it needs to be Be'azoya, or whether it needs to be B'mitzri, whether Shirayim or Ma'akvim or Chatas, or maybe this would be, etc., etc. You managed to get all that in between the questions that were being asked, and what about this case, and what about that case? It's just a cute way of doing it. So anyway, now, if this is the case, points out the Gemara, so then why not say exactly the same thing about a chatat? Elameata. Let's say I take a chatat, which is being brought for the fact that I ate chalev, and I shecht it as the chatat that I am bringing to be mechaper on dam. So then we should say that would be kosher, right? Or for a chatas of avodat kochavim, I shecht it as a chatat nazir, or as a chatat mitzora. It should be kosher, and it should even work. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, where it says zot torat, not only is it not a problem of lo alula ba'alim, I mean, not a problem of being completely not kosher, it's not even a problem of lo alula ba'alim l'shem chova. And you'd actually be yotze. That's what he said about a minchas chote. Chareva l'shem lula, lula l'shem chareva. That was talking about him in Chat Chote. Same thing should be true of a Zevach. And yet we never find Rabbi Shimon arguing about Chataot. So if the point in Rabbi Shimon is that wherever the Torah says Zot Torat, it includes everything as one, then we should disregard Shalom Lishma when it comes to the Chataot. Instead, we make such a big fuss of Shalom Lishma, of the Chataot. The Yom Rachmanes, Zot Torat HaChatat, Torah Chat V'Kol HaChatot. Says Gemara, you know what? Ein Achinami. The Rebbe Shimon, I claim, says Rava, that is exactly the truth. And you'll say, but according to the Rabbanan say, look, even though it says Torah Chat V'Kol HaChatot, but it comes to the din of Chatas Chelev, Omar Rava, Chatas Chelev Shishokto L'Shem Chatat Dam, or L'Shem Chatat Avodat Kochavim is indeed kosher. When it comes L'Shem Chatat Nazir, L'Shem Chatat Mitzorah, there it's possible. Because over there, it's possible to say that this was actually the correct girsa, as Rashi preferred in Zvochim, is that Hani Olot Ninu. For all intents and purposes, this is a chatas l'shem eilah. Because since a chatas nozer, a chatas mitzera is not coming to be mechaper, so it's nothing but a kohen is being meratzeh. And if that's the case, for all intents and purposes, it's an eilah. There it would passel.
Take
Shera,
but it's still not
Eilat for... Yeah, that's a different issue. Rava Matin Le'Lekula Lipsula. Whereas Rava Chabreda Rava says, no, actually, Alibi the Rabbanan, any Chattas that has changed, even a Chattas Dam for Chattas Chelev is possible. Because there, even though it says Torah Chatta Kol HaChataot, it also insists V'Shachat Ota L'Chatat, which means Ota, the specific chatat has to match the specific chait. And therefore, any change at all, even if it's the same animal, the same general type of sin, all coming for kapara, is still going to be possible for chatat. Lamrot the zotorat chatat. But if you're asking me, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Fine, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rav Ashi, Omar, there's a big difference. Lokasha. Kan bekomit machavat. L'shum machavat, but l'shum marcheshet, kan bekomet minchat machavat, l'shum minchat marcheshet. There's a big difference between the case of the mona being changed, and that's the only place where Rabbi Shimon said it doesn't matter. The reason that it doesn't matter is because he's not making an intelligent difference. So there, b'monaka machashiv. He's talking about a different mona. Machshava b'mona lo pasla. There is no din of meaning in this mona. What kind of psul would there be? You didn't say anything. So there's no psul machshava in a mona. But if your machshava is a shuminchat marcheshes, there your machshava is in the mincha. In the mincha, the possible machshava, then he's trying to make a change in the actual mincha itself. That would be different. But don't we have the same problem with Rav Ashi? I mean, the Tana says that the reason is because Maaseh mochichet aleha. And you're telling me it's because he wasn't thinking about the mincha at all. That's not what he said. No, what he said was, because Rav Ashi agrees with Rava, what he said was that even though, afagav, that it's a very blatant machshava and therefore should be taken more seriously, and it should be tipasel, so it's a machshava that is minkar, meaning that it shouts out that it is a lie, and therefore it should be pasel. Nonetheless, it's not because he didn't have a machshava in the mincha itself. So then, and when you said avu bizvachim eino kein, because shechita achas akulam and so on, which is completely irrelevant, it's not irrelevant. You just have to change it a little bit in the same way that Rava changed it. Bizvachim eino kein means af agav the shechita achat akulam, zrika achat akulam, kabbalah achat akulam, and therefore you'd think that it would be not so damaging. It is, because his machshava was in the zevach itself. And in the zevach itself, bezvicha kamachashev. And over there, the pasla be machshava kamachashev. And even a lesser machshava, meaning less blatant machshava, will also pasl in zvicha. But a more blatant machshava even will not pasl in a mana. Okay? Very, very opposite approach from what we thought until now. Omar le Rav Acha bereid de Ravel Rav Ashi. How about if a guy is bringing a chareva l'shem bilula? Why did Rabbi Shimon in that case say that it's not a problem? That isn't a difference in the container. It's the difference in how much oil you put in. So why are you saying over there that, well, it's obvious, I mean, even the way you're translating that it's just in a side comment, but the issue is in the mana. Over here, it's not about the mana. Amale, I understand. What's he saying? He's saying, this is an oily pancake. Okay, so what do you want to do? Want to make a new one for your kid's birthday? What, did you say it's a mincha? You said it's belula l'shem chareva. I'm going to give this to my kid because even though it's got a lot of oil, he doesn't have a cholesterol problem. So we'll pretend it's chareva. Is that what you're saying? So you didn't say anything. Maybe all you're saying is, I want this to be very oily. So you could say the same thing. If a guy is bringing a carbon chatas for a shalomim, you could say, I don't mean a carbon shalomim. I mean, there shall be peace and goodwill to all men. And therefore, I'm bringing this shalomim to encourage peace and goodwill. So maybe shalomim nami l'shem shalomim ba'alma. No, come on, you can't say that. The name of the carbon is called shalomim, but there's no mincha that's called bila. There's not a minchas bila. There's not a minchas shemen. So what are you saying? This is for belula. This is for chareva. That's a meaningless statement.
Can you see a difference in that?
Of course you can, but we don't care anymore about the difference. The more difference there is, the worse it is. Not the better it is, according to this approach. Nonetheless, we're saying, but there's no machshava in anything over here. Therefore, it's the equivalent of talking to me about the mana and not talking to me about the mincha. The mana is meaningless. The mincha is meaningful. That's the point. How do I know that a shlomim is called a shlomim? Hatam zevar gufa ikri shlomim. Dichtiv hamakriv et dam shlomim. Hazorek et dam shlomim. Very appropriate for this time of the year. But is there a mincha that you know of that's called a belula? Mincha gufa. Mi ikri belula? V'chol mincha belula b'shemen ktiv. A mincha that is belula b'shemen. Fine. You could say belula b'shemen, but you're certainly not going to say a mincha's belula. Say mincha belula b'shemen, but belula stamalo ikri. Okay, now, all of these approaches leave a great deal to be desired. The reason that we did not want to follow Rabbah, why didn't everybody take the first approach of Rabbah, which takes Rabbi Shimon literally? The more blatant the contradiction to the facts, the less meaningful is the pagam. Because they say that they simply don't agree with that assessment. The Adarama, Machshava de Minkra Posol Akwana. It makes more sense to say that the more blatant it is, the worse it is, not the better it is. Therefore, they don't accept the approach of Rabbah at all. So that's no question why you wouldn't want to agree with Rava, because you need first to accept Rava's assessment of what the time of the Gra would be. Okay, but what was wrong with Rava's approach of Zot Torah, which would mean that it's because the Torah gave one Torah to all of the Menachot? Well, that's because Zot Torah, lo mashmalu, they don't believe that that's what it means. Because, look, if it does mean that, then we would have to conclude that according to Rabbi Shimon, there would be no psul in a chatas for any other chatas. Did we ever hear of such a din in Rabbi Shimon? Did anybody bring in all of the discussions that we had about what type of chatas is possible for what type of chatas? Did anybody say, well, of course, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. It says, Zot Torah tachatat, all chatot are kosher. No. I find it very difficult to believe that Zot Torah Tamincha is different than Zot Torah Tachatat, and I don't believe that that's the way the Rebbe Shimon darshan Zot Torah Tachatat. It's just too much to suggest without any corroborative evidence. So we're not going to say that either. Karev Ashi Lo Amri. Now, not everybody wanted to agree with Rav Ashi's pshat either. Because, I mean, the kasha that Rav Acha, Bereda Rava, asked Rav Ashi about the Balula business is a little far-fetched, Rav Ashi's response. That it really means my kid's birthday party. I mean, I don't really think that that's what it means. When a guy in the context of bringing a mincha, saying this is a Balula, or this is the Shem Chareva, we don't really think he's referring to a birthday party. So for all intents and purposes, he's changing them. We don't want to accept Rav Ashi's approach. Now, Milta de Pshitili, the Rabba L'Hagisa, the Rabba L'Hagisa. Now, what Rabba took for granted in one direction, namely, that the more blatant the contradiction with the facts, the less meaningful is the machshava. And Larava to the other direction, namely, the more blatant the contradiction is, the more damaging the machshava is, was actually something that Rav Hoshaya had raised as a question. Because the boy Rav Hoshaya, or some say that Rav Hoshaya asked this from Rav Asi. Supposing, according to Rabbi Shimon, supposing a guy brought a mincha as a zeva. Now, what would Rabbi Shimon say about that? Because on the one hand, I could consider that time at Rabbi Shimon. The point of Rabbi Shimon is that he is saying that a machshava de minkara, where something is noticeably contradicted by the facts, it's not going to be possible. And therefore, saying that a mincha is a carbon oila is the biggest joke that you can imagine. And therefore, this is a machshava de minkara, and it should not make any difference. Or maybe the point is, in the other direction, that actually Rabbi Shimon's reasoning to accept even a machshava de minkara is because of Zot Torah Tamincha, and it doesn't say Zot Torah Tamincha v'azeva loktiv. So he answered him, if this was Rav Asi, he answered him, you're asking a question about Rabbi Shimon. Do you know anybody that understands what the heck Rabbi Shimon is talking about? You're acting as if we have the facts and we can now discuss what Rabbi Shimon was mentioning. I don't think any of the approaches made sense in Rabbi Shimon. Kiraba lo mishanile. He didn't accept Rabba's approach, as we pointed out. Mishum kusha de Abaya. I mean, that's what Abaya was asking all along earlier. I mean, if you're telling me, as Abaya pointed out, that this is a hekesh, why is this the logical way out of it, to say time and ikra? I don't accept that at all. This is a more fundamental issue, which was the original attack of Abaya. Where do you get the idea of kichatat v'chasham, that you have the right to say, this is the svara? Because if it's very minkara, we won't accept it. Who knows that that's a svara, that Rabbi Shimon would make such a distinction? I'm not ready to buy into that either, says Rav Asi to Rav Hoshaya. Mishum kerava lo mishani, mishum kushya av, that we pointed out, Zot Torah Tachatat. Why is Zot Torah Tachatat any different than Zot Torah Tamincha? The reason that he didn't want to say Rav Ashi's pshat is because of the kasha of Rav Acha Berei de Rava. And Rav Acha Berei de Rava, the answer that was given about the kid's birthday party was not acceptable. So no matter how you look at it, we've had problems from the beginning in understanding this, and yet you're talking to me as if this is supposed to make some sense. So I don't buy any of the current approaches to Rabbi Shimon. As far as I'm concerned, he is a mystery wrapped in an enigma, or an enigma wrapped in a mystery, dependent on whether it was the Shem Chatas or Chatas the Shem Ayla. But the point is that he certainly is not ready to be understood to answer your Abaya. Kodshei Kodshim, Sheshachta B'tzafon L'shem Kodshim Kalim, according to this approach of Rava, Leiratzu, because after all Ma'aseh Mochikin Aleyen, Tekodshei Kodshim Ninu, Tekodshim Kalim, wouldn't they be Dorom Avi Yavid Leyen? No. Eimadim Rachmona Af B'Dorom. B'Dorom V'lo B'tzafon. You ever saw that? Mi Omar. D'tzinan Shchitatan B'chol Makom Ba'azara. Okay, how about Kodshim Kalim, Sheshachta B'dorom B'shem Kodshei Kodshim? Leiratzu? After all, Ma'aseyem, Mochikin Aleyem, the Kachim Kalim Ninu, the Kachim Kachim, wouldn't they be Betzofa? Well, maybe the Kachim Kachim, and he's screwing it all up. Umiyavu the Avar, Vishakhdu Bedorum. You could say the same thing about a Machabat Vashem Markeshet. Maybe he's an idiot, and he's been Kaimitz with a Markeshet. Maybe he said it should be a Markeshet. Haber Markeshet Nadar. So you're saying, but he's bringing in a Machabat. That's because he's so dumb that he doesn't know the difference. And maybe it was supposed to be a Markeshet. No, you see, because over there, even if he had originally Nami B'Markeshet Nadar, if he brings it as a Machavat, it actually becomes a Machavat. Kiritzan Omer, Hare Alai B'Machavat Vevi B'Markeshet, B'Markeshet Vevi B'Machavat, Mashe Vehevi V'Yedei Nidro Lo Yatsa. Okay, maybe it was a case where he said, Zu lavi b'machavat vevi b'marcheshet. Get it done. Zu lavi b'machavat vevi b'marcheshet. B'marcheshet vevi b'machavat harepes zo pisula. Well, you're right. If this would be what Rabbi Shimon held, then we would have had to take that into consideration as being a serious machshava. L'rabban anochinami. The point is, though, that according to Rabbi Shimon l'shitato, kiven d'yomer Rabbi Shimon, it's clear that kviyut de mana is a meaningless thing. And therefore, there is no way in which the facts do not contradict the claim of the machshava. We should say should be maratza, because the facts that this is a zakar contradicted being a chatat. Well, not necessarily. There's a Sir Nasi, which is a Zachar. And maybe that's it. Okay, how about Shem Chatat Yachid, Michael Amemar? Not to mention the case of the Chatat Yachid, Sheshachta L'Shem Ola, because a Chatat is a Nekevan, and Ola is always a Zachar. Yeah, but it's Mechas Be'alya, maybe you're not noticing. Oh, gosh. How about if it brings a Seira, Michael Amemar? Well, in general, I suppose we'll have to conclude that bein zecharim l'nekevot lavadateo de'inche. Well, how about a Pesach as a one-year-old that was a shachat b'shem Asham, which is two-year-olds, should be maratza because I ben shana v'ai ben shtei shanim, and any two-year-old could see that this is not a kosher machshava. Well, not really. There's an Asham Nazir, an Asham Tzera, so it's a psikolet. Okay, how about if he said, L'shom Hashem Gizelot, L'shom Hashem Yilot? How about then, Michael Amimah? Not to mention the other way around, where it's an Hashem Gizelot or an Hashem Yilot, which you now shech l'shem Pesach, which needs to be 1 year old. So certainly, Le'ratzu, the Pesach ben Shana, Ani ben Shtei Shanim. Well, I guess we'll have to say, ben Shnei Shana, ben Shtei Shanim, Lavada Tayodinche. Dike ben Shana, the Michzeke ben Shtaim. Dike ben Shtaim, the Michzeke ben Shana. Well, how about a sayer that you shechted as an asham, since there is no such thing, because the asham has to be woolly and the sayer is hairy? Well, maybe they'll think it's a dichrei uchmahu. Okay, how about an eagle and a par that I shechted as a pesach or as an asham, because there's no such thing as an eagle and a par that could possibly ever be a pesach and an asham? That's at least a marcheshet or a machavat problem. Fine. So when we say Avos Vachim Enokein, we must mean Rovos Vachim Enokein. Rav Amar, there's no contradiction in the two brightot of Rabbi Shimon. One is talking about Kometz Mincha L'Shom Mincha. One is talking about Kometz Mincha L'Shom Zevach. And a Mincha L'Shom Mincha is only kosher because it says Zotorat HaMincha. Torah Achat V'Kol HaMinachot. Not because it's wrong. On the contrary, the more wrong it is, the more blatant it is, the worse it is. Whereas a mincha l'shem zevach, even though that's blatant, it's v'zot Torah t'mincha v'zevach. Does it say that anywhere? No. So the blatancy, in fact, is a problem, and therefore it's possible. But that's not what it says. Vatana, mipnei shemaaser mochichino le'akara. No, no, just the opposite. What he's saying is, afagav demachshava delo minkirahi, and therefore tipasel, even though it's clear-cut machshava that nobody would mistake for a correct machshava. It should never be nikkar as being true, and therefore ought to make it more possible. Nonetheless, zotorata mincha, that's what he meant to say. And what about avo bezvachamin, okay? No, what he's saying is, even though you would say that by zvachim it's not as blatant, because afagav, the shkitaka de kulan, and so on, it still would be a problem. And there's no mitigation because there's no zotorata mincha bazevach loktiv. Well, what about a chatas chelev, shishok l'shev chatat dam, or l'shev chatas avadis kokovim, l'shev chatas lozer, or chatas betzor? Why isn't it all kosher? And not only be kosher, let it be maratze. The Omer Achman is zotorata chatat, Torah akhat lekol akhatot. Well, Rabbi Shimon, it is maratzah. Why not? Well, you found Rabbi Shimon saying it isn't. Maybe it is. According to Rabbanan, we don't darshan it because Amar Rava chatat cherev shach l'shem chatat dam l'shem chatat avodat kochavim is kosher, but l'shem chatat nazir l'shem chatat mitzvah is not kosher because these are clearly not really chataot. They're olot, so it wouldn't be included under Zotorat HaChatat. Or the other approaches, since olot are always brought together with the Chatas Nazir, the Chatas Betzera, it's clearly not the Chatas that you're claiming. Ravach Abreda Rav Amatin Lekula Lipsula. All Chatot shechted for any other Chatot are possible because V'shachat Ota Lechatat for Ota Chatat, it has to be. Ravashi says, I have a whole different approach here. I say, lo kasha kan bekomet machavat l'shum marcheshet. Kan bekomet minchat marchavat l'shum minchat marcheshet. Machavat l'shum marcheshet, what is that? A machshava about not the type of mincha, but the type of kli. Machshava b'mona, there is no psul. About a kli, the psul is about the mincha. Minchat machavat l'shum minchat marcheshet, we're over there. Your machshava is in the mincha. All right, there's a psul of machshava. So there is kamachashav, and I would parcel it. That's not what Rabbi Shimon said. Rabbi Shimon said, "Mipnei shemaaser mochichin alei ka'amar." Well, what that means is hakikama. Af agav, the machshava min kari. And therefore, it should be now tipasel. My, so therefore what we're saying is, nonetheless, it's not a machshava in the mincha. Umay, but bezvachimin, okay? No, that means even though it's not as much of a blatant machshava because shkita achat l'kulam, zrika achat l'kulam, kabbalah achat l'kulam, but over here he is describing the zevach itself. So bezvichel apasve machshava kamachashev, he's not thinking about a different kli. Omelevach berei the revel of Ravashi. What about if he doesn't talk about the kli? What about if he talks about a chareva as a belula? So how do you explain that Rabbi Shimon says that that's also kosher? Isn't that a machshava in the mincha itself? Nah, it means he l'shum bila bi'alma. Well, you say that about a chatas being brought as a shalomim. It's the holiday season, and therefore it's l'shum shalomim bi'alma. No, hachi ashta. Hatam zeva gufa is called a shlomim. Hamakriva dama shlomim. Hazoreka dama shlomim. Did you ever find a mincha that is called a belula? You find a mincha that is belula v'shemen, k'tiv. But you could call it a belula v'shemen, but certainly a mincha belula, lo ikre. Now, kuluka rabba lo amrida adarabba. Machshava de minkra pasarachmana. And therefore, we disagree. That's basically what Abaye was saying. I mean, how do you just come and arbitrarily decide that's the difference between the kechatat v'chasham in this case? Ekiravelo amri, because look, we end up with the contradiction of zotorat. If zotorat hamincha means torah chatokalaminachot, then the same thing should be true about zotorat achatat. So, not ready to accept that zotorat is a singularity. Kiravashi lo amri. That's because of the kasha of Ravach and Bereda Rava about Belula. Now, Milta Pshita Rabba Lahaygisa, well, the Rabba Lahaygisa was actually Miboyle Rav Hoshaya. The boy of Rav Hoshaya, some say, was actually, we know who he is. He was boy Mirabasi. Mincha Lashum Zevach, Mali Omer Rabbi Shimon. Is Rabbi Shimon's logic because of Machshava de Mincha Lo Pasla, and this is a Machshava contradicted by the facts? Or is the time of the Rav Shimon the opposite? And the only reason it didn't pasul by the mincha was because Zotarata mincha, in which Zotarata mincha vazevach obviously doesn't appear anywhere. Marley, how the heck am I supposed to know? Klumi ganala sovda atol Rabbi Shimon? I don't understand what he's talking about anyway. Karaba, I don't accept that. Lomashani le. Mishub kushade abaya. What do you do about the fact that the Torah says kichatat v'chasham and is makish it to the psul? Karaba lomashani le. Well, what about Zotarat HaChatat? Gravashilo Meshanile? What about the Kashu Rav Akabarei Rava? About the Balula for the Chareva?